Most shoppers don't cause a media frenzy. But this was German Chancellor Angela Merkel pushing a trolley through the Shop of the Future at CeBIT. German retailer Metro wanted to show people how technology can change shopping. And Metro has the clout to transform the industry the world over.
We are number one in Germany, right. Number two in Europe, and number three in the world.
Metro's management says all it takes is this little microchip on every package. Using radio technology, every single item could be marked and tracked, allowing shoppers to instantly calculate their food bill.
Then you go through this gate, and then you see on the screen all the products.
Then there's the ability to instantly view your choice of clothes on a real model in the privacy of the changing room. Metro already uses it for logistics.
And even give this information back to our manufacturer, to Procter & Gamble, so even they know exactly where the goods are.
Right.
But it may take 5 years for these so-called RFID tags to move from the warehouse to the shop floor. Cost is one big reason.
It's too expensive today. It's around 15 Eurocent. And if you imagine having that on a yogurt, which is 29 Eurocent, right. that doesn't make sense.
Another stumbling block, privacy. Metro is backed by some of the biggest names in manufacturing and in IT. That has some customers worried.
I would be concerned because I'm not sure if the product is deactivated or the RFID chip is deactivated, and I can't trust the Metro Group on this.
Others love the convenience, especially in the changing room.
That would be very useful for men, actually, for people like me, because I hate changing clothes.
The main software company behind RFID says it's listening carefully to all views. SAP says one thing already agreed on, the tags can easily be deactivated by the customer.
But if you did decide to leave the tag on when you got home, then when it came time to washing, if you put this white towel into the washing machine and then put in this red shirt, the washing machine could alert you. That is not a good idea.
Consumers will be the ultimate judge. Are these little warnings from RFID-enabled stores and appliances worth the loss of privacy? Jim Bolden, CNN, Hanover, Germany.